This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Oregon is crossing another line in declaring that food and water are no longer basic and ordinary care. Those things are now medical care if you are a mentally ill person who has become a burden to the state. Those who understand how starvation and dehydration actually work, including those who witnessed how it affected Terry Schiavo, understand this is a heinous development. Abortion-friendly folks on social media are saying that ultrasound images being shared before birth are something that is bad for women. What they say they do not like is that such images offer human attributes to the unborn, and abortion-friendly folks don't want to allow that because they think abortion is good for women. This is Life News Radio. Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power, the right, the calling to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan, can order our families effectively, naturally, and without the artificial means of chemicals or barriers. Register for classes in NFP, Natural Family Planning, near you, online at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252. An attempt by a Christian school in Hagerstown, Maryland, to ostracize a high school senior who got pregnant is backfiring and displaying why Jesus' teaching on forgiveness is more powerful and more pro-life than rules-based punishment. In other headlines, Republicans want the doctor, who for 8 years has presided over U.S. embryonic stem cell research, to be fired. And thousands at Rome's March for Life gathered Sunday under the banner, "For Life Without Compromise." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.